You are listening to the Innovation Channel, presenting insights from senior executive game changers. This podcast series is brought to you by Cluster, the innovation brokers.
Hello, and welcome to the Cluster Briefing, a series of podcast interviews created specially for C-level executives. My name is Andrew Simmons, and joining me today are my guests, Sherry Rafiq, Group Head of Internal Communications and Events at Vodafone, and her colleague, Stanley Iwuku, Internal Digital Experience Manager. Vodafone is a remarkable success story, and with that success comes the challenge of connecting and communicating with more than 100,000 employees worldwide. That responsibility falls to Sherry, and she has some radical ideas on how to deliver the solutions. Sherry is the principal champion of Vodafone's interactive social collaboration platform, Vodafone Circle. So welcome, Sherry. Welcome, Stanley. Let's start with a very basic question.
Yes.
There's a lot of talk about interactive social collaboration. Is this just hype, or are these social platforms a genuine improvement in communication?
I mean, I don't think it's a hype. I think if you look at broader society, the way we're communicating is changing. So we also see that reflect within the corporate world, and especially within internal communications, where traditionally it was very top-down, one way, not a lot of space for interaction. And over time, over the last, maybe 5 to 10 years, you see a significant change in not just the technology, but also people's needs and behaviors. So yes, I don't think it's a hype. I think it's here to stay. And I think it's just an evolution of communication in general.
Stanley, what's your view?
Yes, I don't think it's a hype either. I think technology is really shaping the way people like to communicate, and mainly in the region of how they want to interact with communications. People are not used to reading long blogs, essays anymore. It's small bites of communication we receive, how they want to receive it, on what device, etc. So there's a lot of technology leading the way of collaboration and communication in general. So I don't think it's a hype. I think technology is really helping us be better communicators.
Good. So please could you tell us a little bit more about Vodafone Circle, what it is and how it's being used, Sherry?
So Vodafone Circle is our internal global social collaboration platform. It follows the same principles as Twitter and Facebook. So it connects the entire workforce of Vodafone to one platform. It has two sides to it. You can create communities and groups, private or open, depending on the topic that you'd like to discuss. And it allows for the organization to have town hall discussions, which are basically short, maybe 1 hour, open debates on anything that is relevant to them. It's built on in SharePoint 2010.
Very good. And can you give us some examples of how this improved social collaboration is bearing fruit and how you're measuring success?
I'll mention one, and maybe Stan, you can do a few of the others. So one great example is our health and safety team. So they use it to bring their entire global team to work closer together, moving away from emails, basically. You have to understand Vodafone, multinational companies, we sit in 21 markets, and in those markets, we all have people doing reasonably the same jobs. Now, the health and safety teams are now able to quickly alert each other of any incidents, ask questions, and get them answered by experts within the group. Plus, all the knowledge is being generated and it's archived for any future reference or newcomers to the team. So that's been a great example. Stan, you want to?
Yes, another example we've seen with Circle is how our legal function is using it. Traditionally, they used to send a lot of emails, copying a lot of people, and there was no way of people kind of interacting really or taking what they need because it was a long email. What we're seeing is the director of legal is constantly going in there giving snippets of updates, and people are constantly going there posting questions, to do with it in the legal arena, especially knowledge sharing, where people are looking for advice or something's happened and they need to work with someone on that particular project. To find the expertise they need in that group is really easy and to hand. And yeah, we're seeing that the people are moving slowly from email to more communication or collaborating using Vodafone Circle on a regular basis. So there's no more need for newsletters. If you need anything, it's right there when you need it in the groups that they've created.
I think it really breaks down barriers, not just country barriers, but also hierarchical and even cross-functional barriers. So I think that's it's a great platform to do that.
Great, that's very interesting. Can you give us some examples of the challenges that you've faced at developing Vodafone Circle?
There are a lot. I think the biggest one has been getting buy-in from everybody. Whenever you introduce a new technology, people will always be a bit hesitant. Okay, what is this going to bring me? Is this going to complicate my life even more? Or is it actually going to be of value to me? Obviously, being a company that has 21 different operating companies, they all have their own solutions, and they might even have better solutions than the one that we created globally. So getting all the markets to adopt the platform, then secondly, telling them to get rid of the existing ones for economies of scale, not only, but to convince them and say, listen, through our platform, we open up the entire network of Vodafone, and you're basically siloed within your market using your local solution. That has taken a lot longer than what I'd expected it would. I thought, introduce something new, people are always open to innovation, it'll happen within the year. It's taken us a few years, to be honest. Stan, any thing you would add to?
I think you've covered the main points about the getting the buy-in, because it's very important to get the users or the local markets also on board as to the bigger idea what we're trying to achieve in having a global collaboration tool. Other aspects of it was the challenges we saw was how to integrate the collaboration. Vodafone Circle with other tools. For example, Microsoft Link, trying to get that in there so that people can easily instant communicate or instant message people they needed. So it was a good effort from our IT department to really work on bringing or adding other collaboration tools like Link and 2013 into our collaboration services.
Okay, so quite a few challenges there. I'm also interested in the people side of this.
Yes.
How did you find the experience of getting people to bring their external collaboration behaviours internally within Vodafone?
I think that's been my biggest insight so far. So I really assumed that people would copy their behaviour on external social media, such as Facebook and Twitter, and just seamlessly move that over to the corporate world. They don't. There might be a multitude of reasons why they don't, but I think the attitude and the mentality of people, the second they step into the office, it just changes. It's work, it's performance, you're being reviewed. People aim to be the best they can be, come up with the things themselves, rather than copy-paste somebody else's idea. And I think it took time. It takes time to change that mindset, to get people to open up and really see the benefit of sharing in a corporate environment, whereas they know what the benefit is of sharing in a personal environment.
Interesting. Stanley, you built Vodafone Circle on Microsoft's SharePoint software. That's a tool with a reputation for being a little complex and difficult to use. How did you tame that and make it flexible?
Yes, so we didn't want to present SharePoint out of the box as it is for our end users, because we know that from experience that people haven't been too welcome into SharePoint. And I mean, there's lots of reasons I can pick out. So what we did was added a layer that will give that user experience that people are familiar with. So like Facebook, and also add in the social buttons that you don't usually get with SharePoint 2010, like being able to easily have an activity feed, to comment, to post, ask questions, to like, and so on and so forth. So this layer has really helped us to move away from the traditional SharePoint look and feel and giving us something that really works for our business and gives us the benefits and value that we're looking for.
Sherry, was there any particular application or initiative that you used the social collaboration platform for in the early days that helped you to drive adoption?
Well, we had a long period of just driving traffic by linking it to campaigns or work-related projects or results or anything that was important to the business. We then really trialed something, and it was last year when the World Cup soccer was on, and it had no relevance to the business whatsoever, but we were keen to see what the effect would be on engagement and adoption if we use something non-work related. So without much communication and much promotion, we just asked people to post their favorite World Cup moment and to share it. Instantly, I think within 24 hours, because it was right in the middle of the tournament, we had hundreds of people posting either pictures or little videos of goals that were made, and just instantly people started engaging, commenting, challenging others because they support certain countries and certain teams. And I think it showed the potential social collaboration can have. You just need to find the things that trigger people.
That's great. Final question, Sherry, for you. For senior managers and senior executives who are either currently developing or seriously considering a social collaboration platform, what advice would you offer? What are the key do's and don'ts?
So, like I said, it's been a very educational and insightful journey over the past few years. But yes, there are a few do's and don'ts. First, do have a clear focus on what you want to achieve or change within the business. Don't start this journey for the sake of starting it because all other corporations are doing it. Be very clear on what it is that you're trying to achieve, which helps you basically design and develop the journey. Make it user-centric. If you have to invest a lot in end-user training, you've failed. So really develop the platform or the solution based on the end-user. Get focus groups, pilot it, make sure that it's really intuitive and easy for people to use. Lastly, include a sample of your end users. Like I said, focus groups, feedback, it really helps with every iteration that you make to the system to make it as seamless and intuitive as possible for those people that are going to use it in the end. I think the biggest mistake, or one of the biggest mistakes you could make, is that you develop it from a technology perspective. Because technology is a big driver and an important player, but please have those conversations side to side with just normal employees. As for the don'ts, don't hold back on user adoption activities. It's a promote. I think we thought that it would just run by itself because, hey, it's a new technology. People are used to it within their personal lives, so I wouldn't need to really communicate or promote it. You do, over and over and over again, even 6 years into the journey. Also, don't focus too much on the technology. Just focus on how you need to design the platform to use it to deliver business goals and objectives. And sometimes done is better than perfect.
Sherry, Stanley, thank you so much for those thoughts. It's been a fascinating insight into Vodafone Circle and your social collaboration programme.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining me on this cluster briefing. I look forward to welcoming you to future cluster briefings, but for now, thank you and keep innovating.
If you would like even more insights, we have prepared a special point of view paper on the whole subject of innovation. For your free copy, simply visit cluster.net. That's CLUSTRE.net, and click on Innovation Channel. You can also browse our website to find out more about Cluster, the innovation brokers.